راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents Glimpses from the Life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty. And may Allah's peace and blessings be unto His slave servant Muhammad, His honored family, and His rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. I would like to welcome you all to this new program in which we would address certain aspects from the life or biography of the Messenger of Islam, the man who spread peace, guidance, knowledge, tranquility, and the blessings to more than one-third of the total population of the world through his mere perfect human personality, his commitment to the commandments of his Lord Allah the Almighty, his dedication and devotion for his faith, and first and foremost by the support given to him by Allah the Almighty. We would like to capitalize on the fact that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was a mere human after all, although the Messenger's human personality was perfect in a sense. It is a true fulfillment and representation of all divine commandments and heavenly instructions, revelation, and inspirations. This series was originally presented on the air in the Arabic section of the Glorious Quran Radio by His Eminent Sheikh Khalid Ash-Shaya, who was kind enough to share it with us and allowed me to render it in English to the benefit of our English-speaking audience. On behalf of all our respected audience, I would like to express my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the Sheikh for his kind permission and contributions. The same goes for the Quran Broadcasting Management and staff, who presented this useful, enlightening, and valuable original program for their Arabic-speaking listeners as well. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his life or biography continues to be the exemplary human life for billions of Muslims all over the world. In fact, generation after generation, without fail, his biography still stimulates the interest of scholars and students of knowledge as well. All types of people find in the life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, the perfect and flawless example in every way and direction. Many lessons may be drawn from the events and the exemplary life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Lessons in belief, conduct, attitudes, and education could be derived easily and beneficially from the life pattern of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Hence, many Muslim scholars worked diligently on drawing such beneficial information from the life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. These events and lessons were fully and wisely recorded for the benefit of generations to come. Muslim scholars clearly discovered that there is not a single biography of any human being on the face of earth from the time of Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, until this date is matching, identical, or even a close match to that of the biography of Allah's Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him. For this reason, we would like to bring selected examples of Allah's Messenger's, peace be upon him, biography to all listeners all over the world, both Muslims and non-Muslims alike, to examine the lifestyle of this great exemplary man on earth. We do hope that all would benefit, learn, and emulate whenever and whatever possible of the lifestyle of the perfect and ideal man. We shall begin with the childhood of the life of our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him. Later, we would address some glimpses of his life with his daughters as a father, peace be upon him. Next, we would address some glimpses of his life at home. Next, we would address some reasons of the marriages of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to his several wives, and who are considered by Muslims as the mothers of believers. We pray Allah Almighty to enable us to benefit from these milestones on the road of Islam to all those who are interested in it as a religion and a way of life. As for those who choose to be otherwise, we do sincerely hope that they would at least learn a bit more about this great religion and its great prophet, peace be upon him. How did Allah's Messenger live at home? Bukhari, in his hadith number 6548, and Muslim, in his hadith number 2972, authentically reported in their books, as Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated, a complete month, or even 2 months, may pass by the progeny of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and not a single cooking fire would be set in his home. They only fed on dates and water. Yes, indeed. That was the life pattern of the greatest of all prophets. Though he had 9 wives, they all suffer a coarse life with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. That was by no means a miser way to save money or to deprive his family members the luxurious of food or the luxuries of food and splendid life. It is not also because Islam does not encourage its followers to eat decently and enjoy life. In fact, Allah the Almighty stated in the glorious Quran, Surah 7, Al-A'raf, the Heights, verse 32, say, who has forbidden the beautiful gifts of Allah, which He has produced for His servants, and the things clean and pure, which He has provided for sustenance? Say, they are in the life of this world for those who believe, and purely for them on the Day of Judgment. That, or thus, do we explain the signs in details for those who understood. This attitude was a true asceticism, and to desire for the hereafter, which Allah Almighty promised His true and sincere slave servants in the next world. The Prophet, peace be upon him, accepted what he has promised by Allah Almighty in Quran, that he would be given to his satisfaction, but in the hereafter. Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Duha, the forenoon, 93, verse 5, as soon will thy guardian Lord give thee that wherewith thou shall be pleased. Allah Almighty offered his Prophet, peace be upon him, to be given the treasures of the entire world. But Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, declined them all. He, peace be upon him, preferred the hereafter over this vanishing and temporary world. Bukhari, in his hadith number 6460 and Muslim in his hadith number 1055 authentically reported that one of the prayers of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was as follows. O Allah, let the provision of the progeny of Muhammad, peace be upon him, be only sufficient. O Allah, let the provision of the progeny of Muhammad be only sufficient. This indicates without a doubt that he, peace be upon him, never had any zeal or an interest in the worldly affairs, but rather he favored what Allah Almighty promised in the permanent dwelling in the hereafter. Allah Almighty stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Duha, the forenoon, again, 93, verse 4, and verily, the hereafter will be better for thee than the present world. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, further stated, expressing his turning down the attractions of this materialistic and temporal world affairs as follows. What do I need of this world? What do I need of this world? I am but like a traveling person, a traveler, who took a short nap beneath the shade of a tree. Soon enough, the traveler got up and departed that place. Tirmidhi, in his book, hadith number 2377, and Ibn Majah, in his book, hadith number 4109, reported this hadith. Additionally, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, stressed his rejection of many worldly affairs in so many ways. Bukhari, in his hadith number 6444, and Muslim, in his hadith number 94, reported of Abu Dharr, a well-known companion of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who related, once, while walking with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in the Harra of Medina, the Mount of Uhud faced us. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, called me by name. I spontaneously responded, O Messenger of Allah, here I am at your service. He, peace be upon him, carried on saying, I would not be happier to have an amount of gold similar in weight to the Mount of Uhud for 3 days without spending it for the needy slave servants of Allah. The only thing I would save of it is for a debt I owe. I would spend it in all directions, right, left, and behind. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, continues to say, truly, the rich people of this world are the least wealthy in the hereafter. On the Day of Judgment, except for those who would spend it in all directions, right, left, and behind. Those are little in number. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, indicates here that the wealthy people of this world are the least possessors of the day of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. The only exception of this declaration is the rich people or the rich person who gives and generously donates in good causes for needy, misfortune, and poor. Rich people who tend to give and donate rather than being miser and save all what they have are praised for their actions, and wealth is then good for them. This type of unadorned, simple, and under undemanding life was at times not favored by the wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. They felt that they were in the house of the greatest man ever amongst the Arabs. Thus, they deserved a better material world that secured everything they wanted and or demanded. In fact, at times, his wives demanded and demanded from him. They asked for more, spending money on living expenses and worldly affairs. However, when the demands became unbearable, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, left them all for one entire month. he did not see any one of them. It was spread amongst people that Allah's Messenger had divorced all of his wives. Dear listeners, God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with the conclusion of the story of Allah's Messenger in his own home and with his blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell and special thanks to our sound engineer, Khalid Al-Jarbu'. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas.